Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 103, a trip report, and a ride on Dumbo. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to Memory 103 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. It's trip report time. Yeah, I know. Not everybody's favorite, but it's kind of fun. And remember, I do my trip reports a little different than other people, so I don't actually just put it out there for everybody to read. I actually do an audio experience for you. So we're going to actually relive my day, September 4, just last week, with my family, Tracy, and my two children, Mikey and Susie, and we'll have fun hearing some of the adventures as we're going throughout our day. So this was last Wednesday. It was a gorgeous day in the morning, a little bit warm, of course, it's Florida, but probably a little bit warmer than most that I've been down there. We started out our day like normal. We're about 15 minutes late than we wanted to be. We're staying in Clearwater Beach and got to drive through Tampa to get all the way over to Orlando. And it's about, supposed to be about an hour and a half. And so we ended up taking a little bit longer getting out and didn't leave till almost 7 o'clock and ended up hitting traffic. And it was just heavier getting across all the way to Orlando. When we finally arrived at the Magic Kingdom Park, it was almost 9 o'clock on the dot, so we had hoped to be there early so we could be over and watch the rope drop show and all that fun stuff, but of course that didn't work again.
Oh, look what I see.
Me too.
What do you see, Mikey? You get over to it.
Can we beat Mickey Mouse?
Oh, yeah. Who do you see, Mikey?
Who's out front waving to us and saying welcome?
Well, I'm not gonna
Mickey
wave.
Mouse.
Well. And who else?
Goofy.
And who's over here?
Mickey and Minnie.
We were still able to park in like the second row of the parking lot. And this little fact comes back into play a little bit later. We quickly ran over to catch the tram, grabbed everything, grabbed the kids, started running down the aisle, and just missed the first tram, got there as the second tram was pulling up. They were keeping them humming back to back to back, so it wasn't so bad. The only request that I've got is when you get into this tram, guys, do me a favor. If you don't have a stroller or don't really need the extra wide sections, leave that area for people who do. It would make my life a whole lot easier. I ended up having to ride on the tram by myself with a giant stroller on my lap, holding on to it so it doesn't fall out, because a family sat in that section and didn't really need it. My kids even had to go ride with my wife back a couple rows, so we didn't even get to start out our day together. It was kind of frustrating. But anyways, we made it to the TTC. We had to buy a ticket for Susie, so yeah, the tickets are expensive now. And this is just a single day, and they informed me, of course, that the ticket prices for the Magic Kingdom alone are higher than any of the other parks, so even better. It was almost $100 for a child who's only 5 years old, and you know, it's it is what it is, because you know, we all love Disney and we know the parks are fantastic, but still, it's getting really expensive. We had to change out our old paper tickets that we had. My dad had given us tickets that we'd already bought in the past that had no expiration dates and had one day left on it for Tracy and I, and of course Mikey doesn't need a ticket at this point because he's still two. So they changed out our old paper ones for some plastic ones with the RFID readers, so we can now use it to get in through the gate, as well as be able to use them, they said, for the fast passes, which really didn't make much of a difference. But either way, we changed them all out, and we were in good shape. We started to... Oh, I forgot about this as well. While we were standing in line to buy the tickets, I looked down and realized we didn't bring our ponchos. We had already had about four or five ponchos that we planned on bringing, so that in case it rained, we can cover up the stroller and we'd be okay. And they're all in the back of the car, so we didn't quite grab everything, and this will come into play later as well. We opted not to go back to the car to get those, and we just got the tickets and started heading for the Magic Kingdom. Looking to the right, you see a long line for the express monorail. Looking to the middle, there's the monorail for the that runs through the resorts. So we quickly start running that direction, but it pulls away. So that one usually takes a while to come back around. So we decided to just head over, and the ferry's right there. So let's quickly grab the kids, hop them in the stroller, and started moving, booking it towards the ferry boat, and made it on without a problem at all, actually. And it left within a couple minutes, and we're already on our way across the boat or across the lake, and it was wonderful. It was a good start to the morning. As we got through, get to the other side of the lake, the bag check is right there, and go around. That was also really quick. It's setting up to be a very light day. You can see it already, that the amount of people in the park is not going to be nearly as bad. So we go over and we get to use the new non-turnstile entrance gate. I don't know really what to call it. You know, you wave your card in front of the little Mickey ears, you stick your finger on the sensor, and you're through. It was really easy. Quite nice for those of us with strollers to be able to push through just anywhere. And they were able to process quite a few people too, so it was really nice. It took me a little longer to get mine to work for some reason, but of course that would happen.
Is that a happy sign?
That's
a yes?
No?
Oh, there it is. Now it's green. Waiting for green.
As we pass through the gate, we look up and the train had just pulled in, so we wanted to try and catch that, because our goal for the morning was to get back to the new Fantasyland and start out by doing some of the rides back there. And we had consultant touring plans, Lines app, and that's what we're kind of using throughout the day. And it had suggested that we go back and try and do some things like Ariel or doing the meet and greet with Belle. So we tried to grab the train, and it was already pulling out just as we started heading up the stairs. So quickly put the stroller back down and started trying to figure out what the next step was. And we look over and we see the meeting with Mickey was only 10 minutes long, and that's pretty much about as good as it gets, I think. So we went, just dropped off the stroller and took the kids inside and started off with a meet and greet. This ought to be good. So we got to meet Mickey Mouse in Town Square Theater, and the posters while you're standing in line, some of those new magical posters that kind of come to life after a little bit. Those were really cool. Susie and Mikey liked them. In fact, Mikey kept asking for him to move. It's not working. It's broken. It was very funny because he thought that they just were supposed to always be moving. But we got to enjoy that. And in no time, we were in the room with Mickey Mouse and got to watch him interact with other characters. As I looked around, though, I noticed that the PhotoPass person was missing. So it's just the handler in there and Mickey. So it was pretty quick. We got up to the front. We got to go meet Mickey. I started snapping a couple photos. And Mickey wasn't really interacting much with the kids. He just sort of would wave to them. He'd give them a hug or whatever. But not really getting down or doing much to play with them or invite them in. And then the handler was basically starting to try and usher us out. So I handed him the camera. I was like, "Hook, can you take a picture for us, please?" And he took one picture and then sort of ushered us out and was like, really fast interaction with Mickey. I was kind of disappointed.
Can I get a couple with the kids and then can you take for me? You mind? All right, come over here, Mikey. Stand right here in front of Mickey Mouse. You stand right in front of Mickey Mouse?
All right, look here. Mom, look here.
Okay. Thank you.
Can you give Mickey a big hug?
Thank you so much. Thank you, Mickey.
From there, as we're trying to go through the door, in comes the PhotoPass person again. Apparently, they had a camera problem. And so, you know, we don't necessarily have the greatest of picture from our interaction with Mickey. And our interaction with Mickey was even that great. So, kind of bummed. This is really a low point to start out the day. But it gets better from here, so don't worry. So, from here, we're standing at the head of Main Street. And we want to go back to the new Fantasyland. So, we decided to just walk it this time and walked right down the middle of Main Street, enjoying the music and the ambiance. Stopped for a picture in front of Cinderella's castle. Got a PhotoPass person to take our picture, and they were really good, very kind. Didn't even ask if they wanted if we wanted a shot with their camera, and we just politely declined. And they were happy to take pictures with ours, and we were even willing to mess with the settings a little bit and kind of give some tips. And took a few shots and realized they were blown out because of a setting or something, helped me. Helped just try and get something that looked really good and was very good about it. Really appreciated that. Went on back through the castle. Well, we attempted to go through the castle, but the castle was closed, so we couldn't go through it. We ended up having to go around it, and we went around the Liberty Square side. Made it around to the back and came back behind the castle so we could really enjoy the Fantasyland experience. And as it opens up, as you round that corner, it really was quite beautiful. The only thing I will say, it feels more like a cement jungle. It's kind of lost its softness. All the trees are now missing, and you have these giant walls here and there that kind of divide the vision. And it's nice, but I'm kind of a little disappointed about how it looks. It looks beautiful. Don't get me wrong. It's not quite as sweet or charming. We headed back to go do the aerial ride because that's what Touring Plans Lines app said to do. So we went to the back, walked straight up to the ride. It said 10-minute wait. And as we're walking through, you hear people muttering, going, "I think it's just, you know, a 10-minute walk, really, is all it is." And really, it was. We actually had one of the little timer cards they had given it to Susie, and so we really didn't get a chance to play around with the crabs in the queue or really enjoy a lot of the ambiance in the queue, but got straight onto the ride, and so it was really quite quick.
We're going to go under the water here. He's going to go under the water. We're going into the waves. Here come the waves. Look at the bubbles. Go under the water. Are we swimming? Oh, look over there. Look under the bubbles. Look up. There's Ariel.
Oh,
The attraction itself, it was cute. I really wasn't a huge fan of the giant rooms, you know, as you're going through. Some of those rooms really just sort of feel big and open and noisy, and you get a lot to see, but it just also doesn't feel very focused. The audio animatronics, though, of Ariel and Ursula were just awesome. We actually got stopped for a pretty good, for a few minutes, right in front of the first Ariel audio animatronic when she's down in her grotto looking at her jewels and her toys. And it was really kind of fun to watch her in, watch her move and watch her dance and sing. And it was really quite cool to see, you know, the hair thing and her eyes, and as she just moved, it was very fluid. It was really very good. Susie ended up singing that little clip of the song over and over again throughout the day herself, so it was quite fun. We continued on, and the attraction itself wasn't too bad. There was a couple parts where I thought it was a little scary for the kids, of course, but, you know, that's kind of the movie is that way. We haven't really let our kids watch it because it's a little too scary for them still yet. So we finished the attraction. Both Susie and Mikey wanted to go ride it again, and we really wanted to kind of keep moving because we hadn't done anything really at all yet. So we convinced them, hey, let's go actually meet Ariel right next door. So we run around the corner, go into the grotto, and again, almost no wait. We're right at the front of the line as soon as we get stopped, and it's just a matter of getting queued up to go to the room. And this time, though, when we get in to meet Ariel, she, you know, just... she invites them right up, immediately starts chatting with them, is very warm, very friendly. Susie and Mikey Mikey doesn't seem to really know what to do. Susie does a little bit more, but they both really kind of walk up. Mikey's kind of standing off to the side. Susie immediately goes and gives her a hug and is very happy to interact with her. And Ariel was just so great with them. But shortly, Mikey warmed up. They chatted for a little bit, and, you know, this was a great experience. We got some great shots with them, with the kids and her, and it was very fun.
Mikey, Susie, over here. One, two, Mikey. Mikey, one, two, three.
Right. So we said goodbye and we head over to Dumbo the Flying Elephant, which is, of course, a family attraction, a family favorite for us. The waiting area, the new waiting area there is really cool, that circus play area. So we actually walked inside because, again, no lines, and walked straight into the play area. And they actually took our number and handed us a little buzzer and said, you know, you really actually don't need it. Just bring it back to us when you're ready to go. But I think it was sort of precaution in case there all of a sudden happened to show up to be a great line. We would at least be in the queue already. So... we let them play probably for a good 5 minutes or so. Just, it's really good because, you know, parents, there's seating everywhere and there's really only one way in or one way out. So if you seat yourself in a certain area, you can pretty much see them if they ever try and come in or leave.
You wanna go ride Dumbo now?
So that worked out really nice, and it's air conditioned. Let's go ride Dumbo. That's a wonderful thing too, by the way. Went out, got in the line and rode Dumbo and immediately got off, and Mikey and Susie wanted to go again. So we just ran back through the queue and rode it one more time. Kids loved it as usual. It's always a great ride. With the double rings, we got to ride in both directions. I don't like the views that we've got anymore. They're not quite as nice, but, you know, it's still a fun ride. The kids really, really enjoy it.
Our Dumbo doesn't move. Oh, there it goes. Here we go. You go up. Whee!
From here, we just make a right turn and we head over to the Barnstormer. This is our first attempt at a thrill ride. I mean, we've tried a little bit at the local fair here in Louisville, but we wanted to really kind of push the kids a little bit more. We convinced Susie to try it, and Mikey, of course, is now tall enough as well, so we got in line, and it was only a couple minutes before we're in our spot. We're back-to-back in two seats, and Susie's with me, Mikey's with Tracy, and Susie was a little bit nervous, but seemed to be okay. I talked her into it, and she seemed to be fine. We started going up the first hill, and you can start seeing her nerves are starting to come up, and as soon as we hit that first downhill, she started to whimper, and she was definitely not happy. She basically was squeezing hard on the bar, on the lap bar, and just really holding it close. I slipped my arm around her, really pulled her in close, and tried to comfort her throughout the whole ride. Get to the end, you know, it's a really short ride. It's no different than it was before. Themed a little different, and that's about it. As soon as we got out, there was a cast member who spotted her almost immediately, and she came running over and started cheering her on and said, "Good job, you completed it, you did it, you did good." Gave her high fives, and you could see Susie perked up real quick after that. That right there is that Disney magic, that Disney difference. That was very cool. To the cast member, thank you very much. You really helped. And so to kind of also really get their minds off of it, Mikey liked the ride, by the way. He seemed to be just fine. He was like, "That was fun." He didn't really know what to do with it at first, but when he got off, he definitely enjoyed it. He said he enjoyed it. So we quickly tried to change the topic, and we said, let's go meet the characters. Let's go over to Pete Silly Sideshow and see if we can find some characters over there. And we ran into the room, and today they're meeting with Mickey, or with Minnie and Daisy on one side, and with Goofy and Donald on the other side. The lines, of course, again, were short, so we just got on the side for Minnie and Daisy, because those are Susie's favorites, and Mikey likes them too. The characters, again, I'm just amazed. They really take their time with the kids here. I watched Goofy down on the floor with an infant kind of mimicking them and really just sort of playing around with the kids. Donald or Daisy immediately running over and grabbing the kids, pulling them in, giving them hugs, pulling them into the light. I saw him playing with another set of kids. Daisy pulled out a tambourine and was really trying to interact with the kids and just trying to get their attention and make them happy. And Susie and Mikey loved them. Mikey wanted to give them all kisses, so he started giving the girls kisses and hugs to everybody, and was just, he was having fun, and Susie was loving it too. It was very cute, and she would pose with Minnie, and it was a fun time. Good memories. Much better character experiences, sure. By the way. So by now, the kids are a little hungry because, of course, they didn't eat their breakfast in the car like we wanted them to. So we wanted to really get over to be our guest and enjoy the new restaurant, which everybody else, of course, wants to do because it's a new restaurant. And so we tried to get there, you know, before the lunch rush really got crazy. It's about 11:30, and we went over, got in line, and the line is outside at this point to just try and get in and order your food, which they really ought to do something about shade there. I know that when we got to the head of the line, we noticed a thing of umbrellas, which would have been nice if we had had at the other end of the line. They at least had out some ice water for everybody who was waiting in line, because by now it's almost 90 degrees. It's really sunny and really warm to stand outside. But that made the air conditioning inside feel that much better. So we're probably outside for about 10 or 15 minutes. Made it inside, waited there by the armor, which, of course, scared my children a little bit for some reason. Even though it's well lit, they're not spooky or anything, but it was fun. I started pointing out how they were talking to each other and talking back and forth and letting them listen to that.
Talking to each other.
It was fun to go to the front and go order and use the new kiosk system. However, the credit card, for some reason, I think is backwards in my mind. But it worked. I had to get a little help. But I was a little concerned because it didn't feel like if I had, you know, an allergy or didn't like something in my food, I couldn't really consult with anyone. That's the only thing I didn't really care about. But other than that, it really was not that bad of an experience. You're ordering by pictures effectively. You're able to choose your sides. And it was a good experience and everything went fine. So we got our little rows and we headed down to find some seats. So you immediately get dumped out into the main ballroom, which is beautiful. And it's loud. There, with a lot of people in there, there's no soft surfaces anywhere. You know, marble floors, marble walls, hard surface tables, and the sound just echoes everywhere. So while it's pretty, it's noisy. So we didn't even consider going over to the West Wing side because, of course, that's going to be too spooky for the kids. And decided just to go over to the music room, the music box room. And that was great. Soft tapestries on the wall, soft padded bench seats all the way around the room. And it was very, very nice. It wasn't too loud, wasn't too crowded. It had plenty of space and it was very comfortable. After probably about 10 minutes, our food finally showed up. It was kind of fun because, of course, they find you without anything. The rose plays into that, the little rose disc they give you. And they come by, drop off the food, ask if we need anything, and that's pretty much the interaction with cast members. It's really not heavy. They're always around making sure everything's stocked and ready for the drinks because you've got your own drink station effectively, and everything else is very easy. Now, Tracy and I just had water, but we went over, grabbed two large cups and able to get our own water without a problem. Refilled our water bottles today too, which was also really nice. So the kids both got the whole grain macaroni with marinara sauce and a side of peach applesauce. Tracy got the vegetable quiche with a side salad, and I got the carved prime chuck roast beef sandwich with french fries. Now, the kids' food, the macaroni was okay. It was well done. The spaghetti sauce was just sort of blah, and the kids really didn't care all that much for it. The peach applesauce was gone in a second, though. They really liked that. And of course, you know, they had chocolate milk, so they were happy. And then we also gave them the rest of their breakfast as well, so they ate just fine. Tracy's quiche was very good. The salad was huge. It was all, but it was a great, great entree. And my sandwich was the best of the day. I think we all agreed that that really was the best option. The best entree for all of us, and it really was just tender. The baguette was awesome that it was on. It was really good. The french fries, however, I could have probably done without. They were really kind of limp and not very very good at all. Next time I'll just get the side salad or something with it instead, because you could do that much. And I think the cool thing about all of this, though, is the food is improving in the Magic Kingdom. It's not just burgers and fries everywhere. You have other options. You can do a little bit more of a foodie type thing. You can get some entrees that are really good. And it's not that expensive. For lunch, the four of us all ate, and this is, again, Disney relative, but the two adults, two children, we all ate for under $40. What? Now, that doesn't include drinks for Tracy and I, but, you know, that's still not bad. You can really do a lot with that, and that was the food was enough. It was not overly, not too much, but it was just right. It felt really good, and you didn't leave feeling sort of weighed down or logy. It just felt really good afterwards. So we finished that up and we headed out to do some more rides. We're now recharged and we cooled off and it felt good. So head over to the Tomorrowland Speedway, because this is something that we hadn't done yet with the kids, and honestly, neither had Tracy. So we waited in line. It was only, again, about 10 minutes. Get up to the front, and somehow our cars got screwed up, so Tracy and I just stood there. We didn't get in because we wanted to ride next to each other, so it took them a while to adjust and figure out and stick somebody else in a car that was just sitting there, because I don't know why. So they finally got that straightened out. They pulled a car's pulled in, and Tracy and I hopped in the next set, and we were off. Susie got to drive without the gas. Tracy handled it. It was girls versus guys on this one, so we had some fun. So Mikey and I are riding in the first one. Mikey's having fun. He keeps looking out, looking back, and watching his sister and his mom. He's very happy. He's having a great time. Susie is trying to drive in the back, and those car steering, the steering on those is really difficult. I was actually having a hard time myself, but it was fun. I actually kind of thought the audio, though, wasn't quite as good as it used to be. Maybe it's something in my childhood. It's been a while since I've ridden it, but you had a really hard time hearing some of those little sound effects, the car taking off or the squealing tires or something like that. It was all kind of missing, but it was still fun. We enjoyed it. Mikey got off, goes, let's do again. He really enjoyed that ride, and Susie enjoyed it too. So we'll have to do that again sometime. We didn't get a chance to do it again that day because we still had a lot of stuff we wanted to do.
Ready to go real fast? All right, you ready? Here we go. Here we go.
We've been looking at Lines App throughout the day, and it suggested that we head over and do Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor. And so we headed over in that direction, but the line had, we had either just missed that previous show or something, and the line had shot up to like 20 minutes for some strange reason. So we decided not to ride it right then, to go catch the Tomorrowland Transit Authority, which was open. We didn't realize it was going to be open because it had been closed the day before. Hopped in line, got on the attraction, and not even a minute after we pulled out of the gate did the train stop, and everybody everywhere was stopped, and they kept having to tell people to sit back down. And it's like, okay, can we just keep moving? We really didn't want to spend 30 minutes up here. Finally got rolling again, and we enjoyed our little relaxing ride through all the attractions and through Tomorrowland, and the kids enjoyed it, looking around, and went through Space Mountain with the lights on again, because of course they're doing maintenance and upgrades there, and it was neat to see the tracks, of course, and tried to explain to Susie that that's a bigger roller coaster, and someday you'll like riding that. She didn't believe us so much right then.
Welcome aboard the Tomorrowland Transit Authority People Mover. You're quiet and carefree, highway in the sky. We invite you to sit back, relax, and enjoy your journey.
Please remain seated. This ride has stopped temporarily and will resume motion at any time. Please remain seated for your own safety. Thank you.
So we kept on going and headed over. It got out of the attraction. It was fine. Always a pleasant ride. And headed over to the Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor. And just got there in time just to be let through the door and into the holding area where we get to watch the extended pre-show, which has now been tweaked for the Monsters U clip with Monsters University and with clips from that movie. So it was interesting. It was fun to watch, as always. Mikey and Susie are very entranced by it. We went inside, and they've never seen the movies, so they've got no reference for a lot of the jokes or stuff like that, but they seemed to really enjoy it, and they thought it was fun, and got out of the show, and Susie and Mikey both were, hey, that was great, and Tracy and I, of course, were laughing a lot harder because we understood the jokes, but it was always, again, another really good attraction. We're very well done.
Your MC, that stands for Monster Ceremonies, and that job goes to a little green guy, if you know his name, yelling out,
Mike Wazowski.
That's right, Mike Wazowski. If you're a Mike Wazowski fan, just raise your hand up nice and high. All right, there are a lot of you. Nice. Thank you. Thank you. That completes the mic check. Mic check. Mic check. 2 gigawatts. Look at that. We are on our butt. Sir, don't fight that urge. I can tell you what, man. Sir, you are a party animal. That was awesome. Oh, that was so good. Her face turned red.
So from here, we wanted to catch the Dream Along with Mickey stage show on in front of the castle. You know, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's warm. It's hot in the sun. So we started heading that direction out of Tomorrowland, and we bump into Bush, who's right there. So we stop for just a minute because we've got like 5 minutes before the show and wanted to watch Push, and he's interacting with some adults and kind of spinning around. Didn't really interact with the kids at this point because he was already talking to somebody else. But it was fun to watch, and Susie and Mikey really didn't know quite what to do with him, so we didn't really spend too much time waiting for him to figure it out. So we kept on going, headed over to the stage show, got there just in time, and I was going to let the kids sit in the stroller, but some adults shoved their way in front of the kids, so I sent them on up front to go sit on the ground. Susie went and sat on the ground. Mikey wasn't really interested in doing that, so I ended up holding him and put him on my shoulders after that. So he spent the entire time sitting on my shoulders in the middle of a hot, sunny day. The show was good. The only thing I will say is the Maleficent section of the show was a little too scary for small kids. I actually put Mikey back down in the stroller where he couldn't see for a little bit. And Susie sat up front. I couldn't really do anything about that, but she seemed to be okay. She didn't really like it afterwards because of that, but she liked seeing the princesses. That's always fun. And the pirates are fun. They do a good job. Now, from my point of view, I'm not sure if I ever really care to see that show again, especially because it's so hot there in front of the castle with no shade and no real place to hide or sit. It just really isn't that worth it for me. So I'm not sure if we'll do that again.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Magic Kingdom, where dreams come true.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's big celebration.
Oh, Minnie, don't you think we ought to wait for Mickey?
Oh, don't worry. He's on his way, and he's bringing a big surprise. But now, it's time for us to get things started. Is everybody all set? Yeah. Then let's go.
From here, we want to cool off. We've got a few minutes before the parade starts up, and we wanted to get a spot to kind of watch that, but we also wanted to take a break and rest for a bit. So we headed over to Adventureland to get some Dole Whips, Dole Whip floats, actually. I sent Tracy and Susie and Mikey into the queue area for the for Meet the Fairies at Tinkerbell's Magic Nook. It's right there off the right by the Aloha Isle. And it's air conditioned, it's indoors. And so they went over there and were hanging out inside, and there was an area where they hadn't had to queue anybody. So we kind of went over there, and then I came in with the food and drink, and I was caught at the door. They said, no food or drinks allowed inside. And I said, just trying to get my wife. Oh, you're hanging out over there. That's fine. As long as we didn't try and go inside to go meet the characters with food or drink, they stopped everybody at the door. That was fine. The Dole Whip floats were great as always. Very refreshing. We got to hang out in an air-conditioned space after we spent all that time in the sun. It was very welcome. We reapplied sunscreen and headed back out to finish off the rest of our afternoon. Got a spot over in Frontierland to go to watch the Celebrate a Dream Come True parade right across from where the pass-through from Adventureland to Frontierland is, right by the Diamond Horseshoe Saloon. So we got a spot on the opposite side, on the riverside, looking back across where we could stand under some trees and the kids could be right up against the rope. We had a great spot. It was awesome. We got there just in time. Parade started in about 5 minutes, and it starts at that end of the park, so that was wonderful. The kids loved it. The characters were very good. They all came by, and they would stop over and wave or shake hands or give high fives to the little ones, and it was a good show. Always a fun and pleasant thing to see.
Oh,
children, boys and girls. Everyone has something to celebrate. And here in the Magic Kingdom, every day is a celebration. So we invite you to join us now as we proudly present our Celebrate a Dream Come True parade.
So from here, we head to the Magic Carpets of Aladdin, and it was a quick jaunt right back through that same pass-through, and it's really a lot like the Dumbo experience. This is my first time actually getting to ride Aladdin's carpets, but the tilting definitely makes it a little bit more interesting. I think I like this one better, and the reason really is because the whole family can ride together. Because you've got two rows, you can fit all four of us on the same ride. And of course, with the camel spinning, that made it even more fun. Susie was just cracking up in the front seat because she was able to control the carpet up and down and try and get us wet. And, you know, of course, I also played it up a little bit. Hey, you're getting me wet. And she thought it was great. So, of course, it was fun. We switched and rode it again because the line's really short again today. So it was a great day to be there. We finished that, and we decided to try and make our way back up to the front of the park to go meet some princesses. The choice, though, we went with is actually let's catch the train out of Frontierland and ride it around because we hadn't ridden the train. We knew that Mikey would love to ride the train. We get out and started headed towards Frontierland. We headed up to the wheelchair ramp, and we're going to try and go up, and it says wait for assistance. And so we wait, and then the cast member comes over and says, I'm sorry, you can't take your stroller up there. You have to carry it up all those stairs. Okay, that's not really very cool. I think they're trying to make sure that you know that you have to break down your stroller to ride on there, but I think it's really kind of mean to make everybody have to carry their stroller, especially when you have a very heavy stroller like we do. So we make it, we run up the stairs, we make it on. We find a double wide row. We're able to sit down without any problems, and it's warm and it's sitting there in the sun. I think they may have either been refilling water or something. I'm not exactly sure why it was taking so long, but we finally take off. And I couldn't really hear the narration from the front row where we were sitting, so wasn't as great, but the kids loved it. Mikey just adores trains. He thought it was the greatest thing. So it was worth the effort and hauling the stroller all the way up.
Which to me is a little... That's a fun one too. We'll go on that bit when you get bigger.
Okay, when you want to, we'll go on that, okay? Or when we can talk you into it.
So from here, we ride it all the way around to the Main Street station and get off. And we go do the Meet the Disney Princesses at the Town Square Theater. It's right there next to Mickey Mouse. You go through the same door and you walk in, and the line was really short. There was hardly anybody there. So we got to go pretty much straight back and wait right at the end where they let you in groups. This looked really bad because you go through this beautifully carpeted and adorned area to go back to meet the characters, and you get all the way back there and it's this wall that doesn't go all the way to the ceiling. It's all just painted blue and it's really kind of bland, and it lost all the magic. I'm not sure exactly what's going on. I know it's a temporary space till they get their new digs over in the Fantasyland area,
today,
but still,
but we are now.
Really very lacking.
Can we take a quick family photo?
We didn't have to wait long though, so you know, made up for it, I guess. We get to go in, and today we're meeting Cinderella, Aurora, and Rapunzel, and all three were fantastic. They were great with the kids. Cinderella basically came over and grabbed them as soon as you walked, it was your turn. She didn't even really wait for you to come to them. She came to you.
Thank you.
And the kids just loved it. They started talking about who all they've seen and what they've done today. And the characters never at one time seemed to rush us out. We probably spent 5 minutes with each one of those princesses, and it just was great. Aurora, also very sweet. very nice with the kids. Mikey was giving kisses to all the princesses. Of course, he thought it was great. And then Rapunzel, which is Susie's favorite, was just hysterical. She was right in character, and it was just very nice to have a fun interaction like that. So again, another great series of character interactions. The characters in Disney World are just phenomenal, and they're really a lot of fun to play with and to get pictures with. So we got pictures with the whole family. We got pictures with the kids. We had the PhotoPass people helping us out and taking pictures. It really worked out really nicely. So it's about 5:30 in the afternoon now, or about 5 o'clock in the afternoon now, and the kids are starting to get hungry, and we're trying to think of some way to cool off. We had a dining reservation at the Liberty Tree Tavern, but we weren't sure we necessarily liked the choices for the kids there. And for dinner, of course, it's their all-you-care-to-eat style of dining, and they would have brought us all sorts of foods, but the kids are vegetarian, and we weren't sure exactly if it really was the best choice for us, and it's also very expensive. So Tony's has also been revamping, and we had looked online at one point at what the restaurant was like, and we'd heard some better reviews, and so we decided to take a look at Tony's Town Square restaurant, and so we walked right next door, wanted to see if we can get a reservation, and they ended up working something out for us. They put us basically in line and kind of put us on hold already, because we weren't quite ready to eat. We wanted to go do at least one more ride and come back, because we hadn't done many rides this afternoon. My wife's kind of feeling antsy. So we wanted to see what it was like, and very happy with the restaurant for the food choices, and they were very kind and accommodating. So they said, just come back and, you know, at 5:30 or 5:45, something like that, and you'll be fine. So we headed back, and we wanted to do It's a Small World. So on our way back, we stopped through, looked at the Liberty Tree Tavern just to make sure that the restaurant was going to fit what we were looking for as far as menu choices, and agreed that it was probably more than we necessarily wanted to spend, especially after spending $100 on a ticket for our daughter. We also stopped by the Columbia Harbor House and stopped at Pinocchio's Village House to kind of see what their options are, and they really just didn't ring out to us, and so we were content to go back, and we're going to eat at Tony's. And then quickly walked over to It's a Small World and just hopped right in. The line was nothing, so it was very quick. As we're getting into line, Susie's exclaiming, I know this one. I remember this from when we wrote it with my Uncle Jeremy. So it was out in California. She remembers the California version even. So it was funny. She was just having so much fun. So we got in line. It was no line at all. We basically walked straight down to the boats and hopped in, and got to enjoy a nice ride around through with all the characters.
It's the 5 o'clock bell.
It was funny, as we're leaving the docks and floating off, the cast members up in the Pinocchio Village House were standing there with signs and kind of dancing. And you could see on the sign it said, do the chicken dance, and they wanted you to kind of do it. It was fun little interaction, because you can see them and they can see you. It's a lot of fun. So we finish our ride on It's a Small World, and we get our first fast pass of the day for Peter Pan's Flight. We've somehow made it to about 5:30 in the afternoon and haven't had to use a fast pass. I'm not sure if that's a testament to Touring Plans Lines app. By the way, if you haven't checked this app out, I'm not getting sponsorship from them, by the way. I don't actually get anything from them, but I really appreciate their app. It works phenomenal on a busy day. On a light day like this, it may help you decide, you know, should I go do this or go do that? But in general, it was still good to also help maybe make sure that I didn't miss something. And if I overbooked my day, because I originally had all sorts of stuff, and making sure all the shows and character interactions were also included, and it really helped me make sure I was organized. So little plug for Touring Plans. Check out the Lines app. I know it's on the Google Play Store, and I know it's on iTunes. I'm not sure if it's on the Windows Store or not, but it really good app. Go check it out. Tony's Town Square Restaurant. It's time for supper, so we head back up to the front of the park, and it took them a second to figure out what she had done, but they found our reservation, and were able to get us back to a table almost immediately. It was really nice. The kids, of course, were a little bummed because they were like sitting over in the corner watching the Lady and the Tramp movie. But we were put right next to the Lady and Tramp fountain, and you could see all the artwork around the room. It was very pretty. It's a nice dining experience. The food, again, was really good. We started out with a zucchini fritti, the fried zucchini. It was well done. However, the only thing would be we wouldn't probably have ordered it had we realized we were going to be getting bread with oil. We were very happy with that, and so we probably would have just been fine waiting for the entrees at that point. It helped keep the kids entertained, though. I guess that's not so bad. I had the chicken parmesan, which was again the best entree, I think, in my mind. Very, very well done. It's a huge chicken breast, very tender, very moist. The pasta, however, almost kind of tasted like it might have been freezer burned. The spaghetti sauce, though, awesome. It was a little chunky, but very flavorful. Tracy had the mushroom ravioli, which, again, was very good. The sauce, though, was a little blah. It was a little flavorless. It comes with, like, an Alfredo sauce, and it needed, honestly, a little bit of salt in my mind and probably some more garlic or something. I'm not sure. It really just tasted more like a cream sauce than an Alfredo. Mikey had the grilled cheese, and Susie had the pasta primavera. The way they serve the kids' entrees, though, to me was really cool. They bring out a plate with a couple of little dishes. It looks very appealing. The food looks very fresh. It looks very healthy. And to an adult, you know, you're thinking, this looks like it'd be really good. The kids enjoyed it. Mikey's grilled cheese was on a whole wheat bread, and it came out with some marinara sauce as well, the same marinara that I think that I had. And you know, I showed him you can dip it in there, and he was dipping and eating, and he ate all of his fruit that came with it, and he ate all of his, he started eating some of the green beans and carrots that he had with it, but he loved the grilled cheese, and it was very good. He was very happy with that. Susie's pasta primavera was a little bit blah, so we asked for some extra Alfredo sauce and put that on top, and so she ate that up, but the highlight for her was hers came with apples and chocolate sauce, and so she was having a great time dipping that. Again, the little dishes, very cool, and worked really nicely for the kids. As we were eating, I looked out the window and I noticed it was like, wow, it's really dark. Maybe, you know, did the sun set already? And it's only like 6 o'clock in the afternoon. We knew it hadn't. Yeah, it was raining, and our stroller's outside, and it got soaked. And of course, this is when we really could have used those ponchos. Came back out to find after our dinner was over, we came outside and we found out our stroller was completely soaked, the seats were wet, and now it's going to be kind of uncomfortable for the kids to sit in. So we went inside to the little gift shop right next door and got some of the little gift bags, the plastic bags, tore them in half and laid them across the seat, so at least the kids will stay dry even though they're sitting on a unbreathing plastic bag. But it cooled off the park. It wasn't nearly as warm, and it kind of chased some of the crowds either into hiding or back to the hotel. I'm not sure which, but it was nice. The rain stopped for the evening. We actually didn't have any more problems for the rest of the night, and it gave you that beautiful, shiny ground and glow of the pretty, clean, and beautiful park. So it was kind of a benefit in that way. From here, we head back to Mickey's Full Arm Magic in the Fantasyland area. We walk right inside. We only have to wait for a couple seconds. Again, the show is wonderful. I had Mikey sitting on my lap this time so that he could see. But the theater wasn't too crowded. We had a good view. And there's a few times, though, Mikey jumped, especially in the Lion King scenes where the lion, where Simba comes right up to you. He was definitely jumping back, but I got him to kind of play and reach out and try and touch, and so he was enjoying that. But at the end of the show, he goes, "That was fun." So he enjoyed that show again as well.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we ask that you please refrain from eating, drinking, or using flash photography during today's come on.
It's time to present Maestro Mickey Mouse and the Philhar Magic Orchestra. Mickey, where's Donald? The orchestra's missing. It's showtime.
Showtime?
Well, I gotta open the curtains.
Now we decided to use our fast passes for Peter Pan, which should come up. You know, that's the kind of lines we're talking about. At 5 in the afternoon, we picked them up, and by 7 o'clock, we're able to use them. So we quickly run over to Peter Pan's flight. The line is still slated at 40 minutes, but we only had to wait about 2. So handed our fast passes, walked straight through, and it was great. The kids enjoyed it once again, as always, and wanted to ride it again immediately, which with a 40-minute wait, we're like, it's not going to happen right now, guys. But we wanted to go back and see the Enchanted Tales with Belle, which we hadn't done yet. You know, this is a brand new attraction. The line is about 20 minutes long. This is probably the longest line we've waited in all day. And unfortunately, when we finally got to the front, we just missed the cutoff for the previous group, so we had to wait, which worked out nicely. We got to wait in the room, and just as the cast member was closing the door, she said, "Now look around the room. There's 3 other princesses' stories or connections to other, 3 other princesses in the room. Try and figure them out." And then she shut the door.
Hold on, Susie, back up.
So we spent the entire time looking around the room, really enjoying some of the special views and the special ambiance. It was really a very cool room. It felt really real, like you actually were in the room where Belle grew up in her cottage. Finally, the doors open back up. She explained what the 3 are, and I'm not going to tell you. If you want to find out, you probably can find it on other websites, but go figure it out for yourself. You'll figure it out. It's not too hard. It's our turn, so we finally get to go back to the mirror room, and Tracy had said while we were waiting before she could hear the bassy sounds. She's like, "Is this going to be scary?" I said, "No, it's not going to be scary, I don't think." So we get to go back and then get stuck behind this little workbench, which I thought was an awesome idea. Then not everybody crowds to the front, and everybody can kind of wait and get a good view of the mirror. And so they tell us the backstory. They tell us about Belle and this magical mirror that we're able to use. And that effect, when it came to life, was really cool. You have to see this if you haven't seen it yet yourself, guys. So we get to go through, and the wardrobe, again, another great audio animatronic, and even though it's just her face really moving, it sounds really good, it looks really good, and the whole setup is really a lot of fun. And guess who got picked as a suit of armor? Yep, I did.
Oh, sure.
I couldn't convince Susie to also come up front, though. I wanted to have her be a part of the show if they wanted to use those little extra parts or whatever. And she was not really interested. She's not really sure about it yet. I don't know why, because she doesn't mind being up front at church. Anyways, so we're taken into the room, and Susie actually went up and sat on the floor by the rest of the other people that were involved. And so they basically drawn her in right into the show as well. I couldn't really see Lumiere from where they positioned me, unfortunately. I was standing kind of in parallel with him, just off to the side of the fireplace. And so when Belle first walked in, I can kind of see her, and she walks to the middle, and I can hear and see everything that's kind of going on. However, we just can't really see Lumiere. Then they move us over to the outsides. Then I can finally see him. Man, that is probably the coolest audio animatronic in the parks, I think. Very interesting to see. If you haven't seen it, go look at it. Go to this attraction. It's really a lot of fun. The kids all really seem to do great with the story. The retelling is a lot of fun, and it's fun to see the different kids interacting. It was the Beast was very cute, by the way. The show ends. We get to all take pictures. I get to have my picture taken with Belle as well, and Susie gets to go up front and gets to take her picture. And they actually just drag any kid up front that wants to go see, and they introduce them, and Belle greets them by name and gets down on their level, takes a quick picture, and walks out. Sadly, the only downside is Susie was very disappointed that she didn't get to spend more time talking with Belle. After all of her character interactions with the other princesses, she was really kind of disappointed that all she did was walk up, give her a hug, and get to take a picture, and that was it. She probably would have loved to have spent more time talking with her and chatting and telling her about her day. So, all in all, great attraction, a lot of fun, and really was worth waiting the little bit of extra time. From here, our day's nearly over, and we head over to the Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. The kids are tired, so we let them play in the queue area and just start beating on things, beating on the drums, playing with the toys, pushing the buttons, bopping the bubbles around. It was a lot of fun. Then we get back in line, go ride the ride. Cute as always, though I had a hard time hearing the character voices over the music. The music was really loud, and I'm not sure if there's just a balance type thing that needs to be tweaked again. From here, we go over to Prince Charming's Regal Carousel, and we walk straight on it as well, because by now most everybody's kind of staking out spots for the fireworks. So we get a good ride on that, and there's something about this. We've been riding carousels a lot recently in various locations, and some of those other ones have gotten me a little bit dizzy. This one, not at all. It's smooth, it's solid, it's huge, and Mikey and Susie immediately both just jumped right on it. There have been times at the other carousels they've been a little bit more scared. I love the belts on there. I think that maybe is what made them feel more comfortable. I still stood by Mikey throughout the ride. Tracy rode, though, with the kids, and it was a lot of fun, as always.
Hi, Susie. Hi, Mikey. Are you having fun?
So from here, we head up to our spot. Our favorite spot for watching the fireworks is always kind of been on the bridge between Tomorrowland and the Hub, and it's always usually not too crowded, and so we went up, got our spot, we caught the end of the Celebrate the Magic, and unfortunately it came up right during the villains' time, so I kind of had the kids sit down so they wouldn't necessarily watch. Of course, we couldn't really see the castle from there. The projections on it really aren't all that visible from the Tomorrowland bridge. It's one of the downsides about being over there, but you have a clear view of the fireworks and you get to hear the music without any problems.
Sorry, is it okay if I squeeze in there? Okay.
Wishes begins almost immediately after, and I'm not exactly sure why, though they're 1 hour before the closing of the park, so this will work out in our favor afterwards. The fireworks are great as always. The kids really enjoyed it. The wind was blowing in a way that it didn't bother the show at all.
Thank you.
know, so we finish that and we lean up to Susie and say, hey, do you want to go back to the car? Do you want to go home or do you want to do some more stuff before we go? And she goes, do more stuff. So, okay, well, what are we going to do? So we head back over to Tomorrowland because, of course, the masses are moving towards the exit. We want to get to some place where we can walk. So we're going to walk back towards Tomorrowland and come around towards Fantasyland again. And from here, it's really a quick, easy jaunt back to Dumbo. And so that's what we decided to do. Let's go do Dumbo a few more times. And there was no line. We ended up riding it three times. The first time we actually got off and got back on, got off, walked around, came back, got back on without a problem. The next time we actually just motioned to the cast member and they let us just stay on it. I mean, they weren't even filling up all the cars. So it was perfect. And, you know, it's now 9:30, 9:45. Park closes in about 15 minutes. What do we want to do one last time? The kids wanted to do Peter Pan. So we went over and waited for about 10 minutes in line for Peter Pan and rode it one last time. Got out just a little bit before 10 o'clock, but the kids are exhausted. Mikey was having a really hard time. So we laid the stroller down and he was asleep almost instantaneously. Susie came up and sat down and before we were through the castle, she was starting to fade as well. So we quickly decided we should probably hit a restroom before we get out of the park. And just at that moment, the kiss goodnight starts on the castle. So we turn around, we watch that for a minute. Then it's a potty break and we head back out towards our car. Of course, like any trip to Disney, it's never as easy as that. Susie's asleep now. Mikey's asleep now. The monorail had a long line, so we didn't really want to do that, as well as if we got up there, I knew we'd have to hop the 6-inch level difference with the stroller with two sleeping kids in it, and I didn't want to disturb them. So we just decided, let's head over to the ferry and take that. That way we don't have to disturb them. The ferry, we just missed one, and just as we were coming up, they said, don't worry, another one's coming in about 7 minutes. Yeah, it came. It was already on its way. It came over. We got on it, and it didn't leave. We waited for about 15 minutes, and it still didn't leave. And then we noticed that the water pageant has pulled out, and it's now blocking our way. So we had to wait till it gets into position and stops blocking our way, and then the other boats all clear out, and then we can finally depart. It's now been about 30 minutes, and we've just been sitting on this ferry, and we're kind of losing our minds. Love to get these kids in the car. We've still got an hour and a half drive back to the condo, and it's going to be a long night. Finally, we get to pull away. The kids are still asleep. We watched the water pageant for a little while and pretty much got to see the whole thing, which was cute. I don't think I've ever completely fully watched it. We get back to the car, and again, that's also another adventure because remember we parked only in the second row, so we decided let's just walk it instead of trying to load them into the tram, taking them out of the stroller. So it was just the easier. So what's another quarter mile walk, right? So we get out to the car, change them into pajamas, put them into the car seats, and head back home. All in all, my opinion, great trip. We loved it. The attractions were fun. The shows were good. The character interactions, for the most part, were great. My low point really was Mickey Mouse. It's sad to say. I wish we had a better time with them. The ticket prices were also a bit of a hit as well. It makes you really start trying to save money somewhere else instead of on, you know, spending money on dining experiences or on souvenirs. You know, it's a lot of money that we spent on the ticket, so we opted not to do it, a lot of those other things. And again, Fantasyland felt a little cluttered, but you know, it's still not bad. Some of the things, though, I did love the cast members, as always. The one at Barnstormers, the characters in line. We had a great one over at Winnie the Pooh, and then the princess interactions and the food at Be Our Guest was phenomenal. Again, you know, there's a lot of things that are really, really great about these parks, and that's what we all love and we love remembering. So All that said, I hope you guys have enjoyed my trip review. I know it's a little long, and I hope you enjoy some of the audio I've been playing in the background. Now, originally I wanted to include right now reviews from both Tracy and from Susie and Mikey, but we're already at 1 hour and 8 minutes. I'm not going to try and keep this going for too much longer, so let's go ahead and wrap up. And what I'll say is, if you want to contact me or leave feedback on the show, connect with me, however you want to get in contact with me, go by our website at www-memories.net. You can also make a donation there if you would like to help cover some of the costs of this, putting out this podcast. It's not much, but every little penny helps. There's also links to other websites and other ways you can help support the show, too. And if you want to send a request in or leave me some feedback, do it right there through the website. So we always finish up the trip report shows with an audio ride through again of one of our attractions, and I've done Dumbo the past few times, and you know what, I think that's what we'll do again. And I think what we'll just do, instead of all the 5 times we got to ride it, we'll just do the one time. Well, we'll do our last round there at the end of the evening, that we really didn't play much audio from here. We'll join up with the memory as we're walking over into the queue and then hopping on the ride and then looping back around and riding it 2 more times. And that will finish up our show. So thanks again for listening, and join me again in 2 more weeks as we relive another Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Mikey, you got your sippy still? So you got a sippy?
Mikey, where's your sippy?
Thought I heard something fall. What?
Ariel.
And live here? You gonna go in the ride? It's the mulch. Sure.
Yeah.
Keep coming. Thanks.
Come here, Mikey.
Full stop. Thank you. Enjoy your flight.
If we want to keep going, can we go again, or do we have to get off? If we want to. Okay. We may motion to you and see what you say. All right.
Gonna ride with mommy this time, Sus? Mikey, keep your hands up.
Watch your hands. Can we go in this one, Mikey? Buckle up. Good job. Hold on. Have fun today. There we go.
Just raise the magic lever.
All right, Mikey, make us go up. Go ahead. Whoa, we're gonna go down. So low. Here we go. Up we go. How high can you make it? Whoa, so high. Does it go any higher? Here we go. You want to ride again? Sit back down.
Hi there. Your friend. Give us a hug. You know, don't
Okay. Are you sure? Okay. Okay. We're gonna go again. Is that exciting? Here we go. Ready, Mikey? Here we go. All right, Mikey. You make us go up and down. Whoa. All right, we'll go down. Woo. Whoa, all the way down. Should we go back up? Woo. Go back down. Woo. Oh. Grace, one more, and then go to Peter? Or did you want to go back and see Ariel under the sea? Well, we can do the magic carpet. Go to the magic carpet. It's not that far. If you cut through the middle, it's not too bad. Go one more time. Here we go. You want to go up?
Here
we go. Go down. S is as high as it goes. So go back down. This is as up as it goes. Go down a little bit. Why'd you close your eyes? You getting sleepy?
Now we're up.
We're up. Oh, they're all up. All right, I think we're going to get off this time, okay?
Dumbo!
Yay, Dumbo! Good Dumbo. You don't want it anymore? It's not sticking? Okay. Her sticker fell off and Mikey picked it up for her. Not far. Well, we gotta go this way. No. It's far enough we wanna ride.
What do you think of it? Great! Let's have a hand for our show.